Well, Mark, I mean, it's elimination in the semi-final, but the good news is it is a new national record, beating the mark from Zurich in the European Championships last year.
Yeah, I think we all ran out of our skin today, and it's a great time, and the standard over 400 metres is incredible this year, so it was always going to be a challenge, but I think we held our own. We ran our own races, and we probably got the best out of ourselves there today with a new national record.
I mean, how difficult is it to achieve that when you are playing catch-up against a very, very strong field?
Yeah, like, I think it was three or four guys around 43 seconds, and it's probably the best 400 metre final ever, so we were always going to be up against it, but I think we showed that mental tenacity and came through and ran a new national record.
And for you, a fruitful 2015 then?
Yeah, it was a nice end to the championships, and yeah, hopefully we can get a top 16 time for next year. We're all capable of it, so I think we're all looking forward to it.
Thanks, Mark. Well, Thomas Barr, I know it's been a fruitful 2015 for you. I mean, you picked it up in eighth, you let it go in eighth, but it doesn't tell a lot of the story, because I mean, this would have been very high last year in the Europeans.
Yeah, it would have been, like, to be ran a new national record last year in Zurich and got a new national record, so we beat our own national record again here today. And the conditions are tough out there, I will not deny it. Like, it's hot and it's humid and it's early on in the day, so it's very difficult conditions. But yeah, like, sure, we came eighth in our heat, but we ran a national record and we gave it our all. And it was probably, you know, some of the toughest teams, and it was kind of a privilege to be out there with some of the teams out there today, because they're the top teams in the world, you know. So even just to get here was one thing, but to, you know, break a national record in the process is amazing.
The comparisons with last year, I mean, obviously that was for qualifying for the final in Zurich last year. This was towards the back of the semi-final. It is a leap.
Yeah, it is. But I suppose at the end of the day, we gave it our best, and like, there's huge depth and strength in 400s at the moment on the world stage, but also coming through in Ireland, there's a huge amount of talent coming through as well, so there's no saying how long that record will last.
Thanks, Malik. Well, Brian Murphy, how strong can this squad get? How fast can this squad get?
I think it can get a lot stronger. I've been around a long, long time, and I've been campaigning on behalf of this event for a long time. It's worthy of investment, it's worthy of funding, because like, nations that are similar to our own have got medals on a consistent basis here. The Poles, the South Africans, the British, the Australians have all got medals. And you look at, I would say, for example, we're comparable in rugby terms with these countries, with, you know, greater investment in the event. There's no reason why Ireland can't do this for generations to come. It should be a long-term process.
And try and get relay teams at every championships then?
Every championships. Keep on sending to any opportunity that they can. Start investing them. And once people see that teams are going to championships, they're going to world championships, they're going to Olympics, the buy-in from the athletes will be huge. The buy-in from the coaches will be huge. Like, this is not something for 1 year or 2 years. This is what Ireland should be doing indefinitely.
If you look at nationals, and nationals, because of the fact that the relay was going to be on here and that there was the spots up for grabs, the depth, I don't think there's ever been so much of a turnout and strength in 400 metres at nationals, just for the fact that there was the drive, the extra drive for relay.
I mean, would you think then, is it possible to have four relay squads here for both 4x1s and 4x4s? Is that potentially possible?
Yeah, well, without doubt it's possible when compared to different nations. Now, we're limited in our resources, so you can only back on a few horses. I would say the 400, you'll have more likely to get results than a 4x1, just by comparison to the nations that have won medals. But in an ideal world, you'd invest in all, but if it was prioritised, I would just say purely based on comparable nations, I'd say the 4x4. Keep it going. And the athletes are invigorated. Well, everyone wants to run 400 at the moment, which is fantastic.
Brian Gregan?
Yeah, I have to say that was a hard semi out there. The first one was, you know, full of just basically European team. We're the only European team in that race, and I thought we did really well. Everyone ran well. Murph had a great second leg. Tom had a strong third leg and a hard third leg, and he ran really well. And you know, Mark brought it home with a super run. You know, we might have finished eighth in our race, but you know, it doesn't really tell the full story. National record that time anywhere else, you know, would probably make finals and win medals, so it's only the start for this team, you know, for 2016 and beyond. Like, it doesn't just bring on one person, it brings on, you know, a team, 4, 6, 8. You know, you have our two subs with us, Richard Morrissey and Timmy Crow, in the warm-up area ready to go if anything happened to us. You've got people sitting at home like Derek Hervick, Craig Lynch, those kind of boys sitting at home, you know, hoping to have been here. And it just brings it on the event stronger and stronger. So like we've come here and run the national record, but you know, it wasn't just us, it was a collective team effort.
I want to say that as well. The Timmy and Richard were absolutely fantastic. And you know, Craig, Dara, Jason Harvey, a whole bunch of other guys have been running on this team over the last number of years. And four guys get to run in the day, but there's always another 8 or 10 that could have got there. And you know, they deserve every bit of the plaudits as this team would get for that run, because you know, it's this, the depth is built, the strength is built on the depth.
And the final question, because next year you've got the Europeans in Amsterdam and obviously you've got the Olympics in Rio, is there more lobbying that needs to be done, or is it a case that you should have a team in?
Well, we'll have a team because we've definitely qualified one without a shadow of a doubt. The only question remains, when we look at the stats and we get to look at the other results, is this time, has this put us in the top 16 slots or so for Rio? Has it not? You know, and like, the name of the game is qualifying a team for Rio, so you know, someone will have to sit down and have a look at it and see what can be done and see what supports are coming forward to try and do that.